You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Mark Garber. The New York Giants and the New York Jets are reaping the benefits of MetLife Stadium, but what's the cost to the taxpayers of New Jersey? Questions remain over whether the benefits of hosting Super Bowl 48 outweigh the costs taxpayers are already incurring. The New York Times' Charles Bagley takes a look at the numbers in an article in today's paper. He joins us now to talk about his story. Charles, welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks for having me.
Charles, MetLife Stadium cost $1.6 billion to build, privately financed, but the state also kicked in some money for surrounding improvements to roads, a new transit hub, and other improvements. Just how much did the state spend, and will New Jersey be able to recoup those costs?
You know, a lot of times the stadium deals, the way people talk about them, they're only talking about a stadium. But the stadium can't be built in the air. It's got to be built on land, and in this case, you've got hundreds of acres there, and it's in a great location. It's only a couple miles outside of Times Square. Yet, they only pay $6.3 million a year in rent. There were $250 million worth of road construction projects that were associated with the stadium, as well as to try and improve rush hour traffic. Mm-hmm. But there are ongoing costs, such as security and other things associated with the stadium.
Okay, let's talk about the projected benefits of the Super Bowl, which is coming to New York and New Jersey, to the stadium. How lucrative will this event be for our area?
All of that is going to be a benefit, but you can't look at it simply as to what the pluses are. You know, you've also got to say, what are the costs? In terms of extra trains and buses that'll have to be operating on that day, in terms of business that will have to be diverted elsewhere because of the congestion surrounding the stadium, and any number of other things. The teams themselves probably won't make much, if any, money off of the Super Bowl itself. Neither team is going to be playing in this Super Bowl, and they basically have to lend it to the NFL. The NFL will make out like a bandit, as they usually do.
Well, the Jets and the Giants pay a combined $6.3 million a year in rent and some other costs. Does this deal allow the owners of the Jets and the Giants to have any control over that ill-fated shopping complex, which is once known as Xanadu?
There's actually a battle going on right now. The teams, under their lease, have some say and perhaps even veto power over an expanded retail project. What was once known as Xanadu collapsed. They spent $1.9 billion, didn't finish the project, and ran out of money. So then a new group has come in, and they're proposing to do what? Expand it, of course. It wasn't successful the first time, so it must get bigger.
In your piece in today's Times, you quote George Zoffinger, the former president of the New Jersey Sports and Exposition Authority, as saying, quote, "The stadium deal is one of the biggest real estate heists in New Jersey history. They got rolled by three New York billionaires," end quote. He's referring to the owners of the Jets and Giants there. Did you come away thinking there was some truth to that statement?
I covered the negotiations that were going on then, and George was in the thick of it in the beginning. He and the owners of the Giants, in particular John Mayer, really clashed. I mean, these two guys couldn't get in the same room without a firestorm. And so Governor Cody, who was a big fan of the Giants, eventually kicked George out of the deal, out of the negotiations, and proceeded to do what Zoffinger has called create a sweetheart deal. Now, even Chris Christie's sports committee filed a report about what had happened, and they said, look, the new stadium agreement took a net revenue stream of $20 million that went to the authority and cut it back to $6.3 million a year. That's a pretty significant drop.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I can't emphasize enough, this is land that has real value. It's only 5 or 6 miles outside of Times Square. What better a location for a big sports complex or retail complex?
We've been talking with the New York Times' Charles Bagley. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC.